You have questions about what's impacting the healthcare system, from pandemics to products, we have answers. Welcome to Banner Aetna, Workplace in Focus. And now, here's your host, Banner Aetna Market Head of Sales, John Dingeldein.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to this edition of Banner Aetna, Workplace in Focus. We are really excited today to have the newly elected mayor of Tempe, Arizona, Corey Woods, with us today. So, Corey, welcome. We're glad you're here.
Thank you so much, John. Appreciate you having me.
So here you are. You're the new mayor of Tempe, just sworn in a few weeks ago. During the campaign, COVID-19 wasn't an issue since it predated the election. But now, how daunting a challenge is it to take office in the middle of a pandemic? Can you tell us what it's like?
It's exceptionally challenging. One of the things that we're trying to do is, how do we sort of keep life almost as normal in the middle of a global pandemic? So it's a very challenging, difficult situation to deal with. I know one of the things I was actually out doing earlier today was walking around in downtown Tempe on Mill Avenue with the mask on, walking into businesses, talking to a lot of our local merchants and trying to, you know, make sure we could do whatever we can to shoot a promotional video to drive up traffic for them, whether it's people who are going to be dining in or getting curbside takeout or who are walking in to simply just pop in and grab a couple of quick items. So we were really trying to highlight a lot of our businesses that are doing the right thing and enforcing the city of Tempe's local mask ordinance, but also trying to do whatever we can from a city standpoint to make sure that our business community knows that we do support them. I should also say, on a personal level, I went through my own bout with COVID, being diagnosed at the end of June. It was probably, for me, I would say about roughly 2 to 3 days of very much acute symptoms between running a fever and very severe body aches. And then I had sort of the telltale sign of losing my sense of smell during that process, which also then hampered my sense of taste. You know, I'm glad to say that I'm 100% recovered right now, but I can speak from personal experience that COVID-19 is a very serious virus. It's a very serious illness, and we have to do whatever we can to stop the spread. And I think even having it myself has really helped to inform me about how challenging, how daunting this is as an elected official during this time. But it also really has sort of made me redouble my efforts to make sure that no one else has to get this and no one else has to experience it.
Yeah, absolutely. We appreciate you sharing the your personal story there. You're feeling fine right now, though, right? You did say that. Yeah, everything's good and back to work. You've got two jobs you're juggling, so feeling all right?
Yeah, I'm feeling great, actually. You know, it's one of the questions I get from folks a lot is, you know, how are you feeling? And I think many times, even when I would put things out on my social media page saying that, hey, I'm doing fine and I'm, you know, I'm still working both jobs and I'm working out. And I think people always still kind of wonder, you know, I know he's saying that, but I've seen a lot of people who they're kind of referring to in the media as long haulers and folks who are really having long standing symptoms. And of course, we've all seen the stories of people who've ended up on ventilators or who have unfortunately passed away as a result of contracting COVID-19. But I'm very fortunate that my case was a mild one, comparatively speaking, and I'm 100% and working full time and doing everything I was doing before.
That's great to hear. So the city of Tempe employs about 1,600 people serving around 200,000 residents. We know you have a mix of people working from home and still coming into work. What sort of challenges is the city facing to deliver services when people aren't on site? And what's been the biggest challenges you're facing?
I would say one of the things that I'm the most proud to talk about and to report on is that our city has been working from home for the most part for the last 4 or 5 months. But I have not heard residents complain to me or send me emails or send phone calls or make phone calls telling me that they are feeling as if the service has dropped off due to most of our employees working from home. Of course, there are certain employees, if you are picking up trash, if you're a police officer, a firefighter, those are jobs clearly where there really isn't any capacity to work from home. They're coming in every single day. But what I've heard from the residents that I have spoken with and of the bunch that email me day in, day out, including Saturdays and Sundays, that they haven't really seen much in the way of service drop-off. They feel as if the employees at the city of Tempe are still performing at their very high level. And so I'm really excited to report that today, that we really, despite COVID-19 and the seriousness of it, we haven't skipped a beat when it comes to delivering high-quality services to the residents of Tempe.
One of the things I've heard I'd love to hear more about is that the city has taken a data-driven approach to fighting COVID-19. You've partnered with ASU on a project that analyzes the city's wastewater to check for the presence of COVID-19 biomarkers. That sounds fascinating, a little bit gross, but can you tell us how that works?
It's definitely a very interesting project, and I'm glad that we could partner with the university to do that. The exciting thing is what it allows us to do is to collect data and then micro-target areas that might become hotspots. So as opposed to kind of putting all of our resources in every part of the city, which, as we all know, is very challenging to do, given the spread of this pandemic, it really does allow for us to know where some hotspot areas might happen to be, to make sure that we can put adequate resources or set up testing facilities and really surge in those particular places. We identified a couple of hotspots as a result of some of that really innovative work that was being done in terms of studying and analyzing wastewater, and we were able to make sure that we really delivered services to those areas in a very quick, efficient fashion, and to employ rapid testing. So it's a really, really good project, very innovative. It's one of the benefits of having the largest public university and a really top level, research facility such as ASU right in our backyard. So we're taking full advantage of that partnership and doing everything we can do to keep our residents and our folks safe.
Sounds like you're doing a terrific job and certainly innovating to keep everybody safe, which is fantastic. So over the past few months, what surprises have you experienced in the middle of such an unprecedented time? As an elected leader, what's the big takeaway from the pandemic?
I would probably argue it's not as much surprises as things that probably people already know, is that the interesting part is you get people on every side of an issue. You get folks, especially since we've been talking so much about COVID-19, I can stay on that track. There are folks who will email you and say, we really need to close everything down and not let anything be open. Bars, restaurants, other shops, public parks, other types of facilities, gyms, movie theaters. And then you have other people on the other end of the spectrum who say everything should be reopened. We can't afford to the mental health and the emotional challenges that people face as a result of not having any human or social interaction and not being able to carry on their normal lives is equally, if not more, damaging. So I get emails like that from people on both sides of the issue almost every day of the week. And so the biggest challenge for someone in my position is how to take all of that information in, still make sure that you're looking at the public health data to make the most, the best decision that you can possibly make, but to really try to weigh and balance all of those things to produce the best possible public policy that really does try to make sure that we're not entirely shutting down our economy and people who are in business can still afford to make money and feed their families and take care of their kids, but also to make sure that we're doing whatever we can to protect public health and people's safety and well-being. But that's it's a challenge. I'll be quite honest in telling you that. And I think that might be interesting information to have for some folks, because many times we tend to, in the current world, spend a lot of time with people who share our own personal political viewpoints. People who are, liberal or progressive, hang out with other folks who have that disposition. Folks who are conservative hang out with folks who are conservative. And so everyone in their respective circles is saying, I can't understand why the elected officials aren't doing this. Everyone that I know says to do this. And I'm like, yes, but there's a whole other group of people on a different side of the issue who are saying that we shouldn't be doing that. So I think that that might be the thing that frankly isn't very surprising to me, but might be very surprising to hear for a lot of the folks who are watching this podcast.
It's a lot about information and education and bringing that to people so that they can make the best decisions possible. So, here we are, hopefully coming out of the height of the pandemic. Is there light at the end of the tunnel? Any thoughts there?
I think there is absolutely light at the end of the tunnel. I think we always have to, monitoring the public health data and making sure that we are basing our decisions on science, I think that we always, though, have to believe and make sure that we are spreading hope that we are coming out of maybe the worst part of this, and that life at some point will get back to normal as we knew it prior to COVID-19. But once again, that means that we have to be vigilant when it comes to fighting COVID-19 and stopping the spread. I mean, when I tell people to wear a mask, it's not because we're trying to annoy people. It's not because we're trying to frustrate anyone. What we're trying to do is make sure that people stay healthy and trying to make sure that we prevent a second shutdown of our economy. So I think that if we, as long as we do those things, we wear our masks in public places, especially in areas where we can't remain, you know, physically distant from others. If we make sure that we stay home as much as humanly possible, because that truly is the safest place for you to be. I think that as long as we take some of those common sense measures, I think we will continue to see the prevalence of this virus go down. And sooner rather than later, we will be able to resume life as we knew it beforehand.
One thing that's evident, Mayor Woods, is you are providing some terrific and tremendous leadership for the people at Tempe. So first and foremost, thank you for that. We are writing the playbook each page. We add a page every day. So thank you for your leadership. Thank you for your time joining us today. We greatly appreciate it.
Thank you. No, I really appreciate it. I would say, just like you're, as you said, adding a different page to the playbook every day, so are we. I would just say this, you know, kind of lastly, that, you know, governing is a science to a certain degree, but it's also an art. It really is about trying to look at some of the sort of empirical, objective data that you might have, not just on COVID-19, but on a whole host of issues that affect our residents and people who happen to work within the city. But there's also an art form of it about how do you balance all of the competing interests. And so I guess that's probably the toughest, most challenging, but also the most interesting part of my job. But I enjoy each and every day, but I get a chance to speak, you know, with good folks like yourself and great people at Vanna Aetna. So I just really appreciate the opportunity. And if I could ever be of any help or assistance to anyone on your end, please don't ever hesitate to reach out to me.
We'll certainly take you up on that. Thank you again. And thank you to everybody listening to this episode of Banner Aetna Workplace in Focus. We're glad you joined us today. Tune in again as we tackle another issue and have another exciting guest that discusses how the pandemic is being impacted and our health is being impacted. Thank you, everyone.
You've been listening to Banner Aetna Workplace in Focus. Learn more at banneraetna.com.